Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, in an instant, an auto accident can put you in the worst financial position of your life. It's an absolute must. You got to hire the right lawyer. You're going to make sure that your insurance companies pay you what you are owed. Injury attorney David Femininio and his team, they are exactly who you need to call. They have been making insurance companies pay for over 30 years. They're going to help you with your case as well. David is ready to speak to you personally. Right now, 855-65-CRASH. That's 855-65-CRASH. Or you simply go to the website, getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, 5 o'clock Friday. Good to have you. Day two of the draft. Three questions for the people. A, your reaction to last night trading up. It was crazy down here when it happened. It's what I wanted for the people. And I mean, it feels like they understand the moment. They're in their window. They're a Super Bowl team. And they made a move last night where need and best available, I think, met in the middle. Mm-hmm. Like one of Rico's economic classes he teaches, that supply-demand curve. It felt right. So now you look at night two and you go, all right, what do you want? You know, for me, offensive line. That doesn't change. I really do believe it's in the best interest of the team to do that. Now, they can do whatever the hell they want. They're going to get a football player, and you actually have a shot to know who the hell it is.
Right.
But I want to know who you want. I want to know what you think about Terrion Arnold. And if you were here for the event last night, I mean, they had to close the gate an hour prior.
2 hours.
Two hours prior to the event, you set an NFL attendance record for the first day of the draft. You claimed the pre-tickets more than anyone else, 350,000. And you set the record overall. It was really a great night for the city. It shows how much this city cares and how much this city would die for this team to win.
Yeah.
And
you know
we looked good.
You know what it also did? I think the NFL has to put Detroit in the rotation. Like, this can't be a one-off where, oh, poor Detroit will give you this draft thing. No. You got to do this again because the people showed out. So I know Vegas is probably going to be in that rotation. Detroit has to be.
You know where next year is, right?
Yeah, Green Bay.
Enjoy that hillbilly town. There'll be plenty of cow pastures for people to hang out in up there.
I'm just saying Detroit, in my opinion, needs to be in that 6-7 team rotation where.
Yeah, it'd be nice, but I don't see it.
Mike, if you keep setting records like that, it'll be hard for the NFL to say, no, I don't want to go back there.
One note, what Beanie mentioned in the update, that is big news today.
The Guardian helmet?
Uh-huh. Yeah. And I know, they are funny-looking things. Now, yes, they've already said they will kind of,
tailor it to the uniform
colors. Yeah, you wouldn't like, spray paint it. I don't know what they're going to do, but there would be team logos on them.
So
but
the Giants won't be rolling out there with orange ones?
No, they'll just have a giant poop emoji on them. But the whole point is that's a thing now. Like, I don't be surprised when you see more of those. When the data is telling you concussions are cut in half, it is a business decision now. It's not a fashion show. All right, so we'll get to the callers in a second. Rico, you have your list. Now, the setup for this, you know, we did it tongue-in-cheek to start the week, the Rico Research Institute,
right,
where Brad Holmes selects elite RAS score, relative athletic score,
mm-hmm,
and players he's gone to their pro day. You can go back and look at this. So what we did was, all right, let's take those parameters and apply it to this year's draft. And we had a list of four names.
Mm-hmm.
One of those four was Terrion Arnold. We didn't believe he'd be available. Well, guess who we moved up to go and get? Elite Raz.
Yeah.
And pro day visit, Terrion Arnold. So now Rico has a list.
and he is going to give you this list of players on day two.
The list just keeps getting added to.
Just making some slight addendums. We could have Kenny read the list if you like.
That's okay.
Okay, then. So,
you know what? I would love for Kenny to read the first name if he could.
Don't. Oh. It'll make Kenny feel bad about himself.
So
these are Elite Raz.
Elite Raz, not necessarily pro day, but met with the Lions.
Oh.
So they met with the Lions.
Okay.
Defensive tackle, defensive lineman, Rook Aroro.
Aroro?
Aroro. That's how you pronounce it, Aroro.
Sounds great.
Rook Aroro, and he's actually from here. He played ball at River Rouge High School back in the day. He went to Clemson. He has the top RAS score for defensive tackles. He's number one. The second guy, would you stop it, Michael?
Well, I'm adding Braden Fisk to your list because he fits the profile.
But the thing is, I think Braden Fisk is somebody that they would have to move up and do one of your things, because I think Braden Fisk is going to go higher. He's going to go in the 30s today.
Okay, all right.
Whereas Rook may be there for their pick later on.
Okay.
So these are the guys that I'm projecting that would still be there. Roger Rosengarten. I can't with you right now. Roger.
You can tell it's been a long week of draft shows, man.
You're adding, Mike.
Roger has an elite RAS score. He's an offensive tackle from the University of Washington. He's a guy that can come down, and next year when Taylor Decker probably leaves, he can come in, be your right tackle when you move Sewell over to the left tackle. The other one is Marshawn Nealon. He's met with the team a couple times. Defensive lineman from Western Michigan. Those three guys.
That's a name a couple people brought up to us pre-draft.
Yeah.
So, no, I'm really glad you brought him back around, because now that actually fits.
Yeah.
Now, interesting note here. No Zach Frazier. No Cooper Beebe.
You know what? Give me this. Give me your laptop.
Oh, no, wait a second now. No.
Just give me your laptop.
No Zach Frazier, no Cooper Beebe, and no Jackson Powers Johnson.
They have elite RAS score, but I think that those guys are going to be going
okay
high tonight. They're going to be off the board in like picks 33 through 40. They'll be
okay
gone. So in order to get those guys, you're going to have to go ahead and mortgage the future and you know, trade away some picks from next year. The guys that I gave you will be there, have an elite RAS score, and have a relationship with the Lions, so that it fits what Brad Holmes wants to do, and he doesn't have to do anything. They'll probably, one of those three should fall to the Lions.
Okay. The other name to watch for, too, is Johnny Newton.
Okay. I just don't trust you with anything that you put on here. But, okay, yes, Johnny Newton. Now, Johnny Newton is interesting because he's that guy that, I mean, he could be like this year's Brian Branch, where a lot of people had him going in the first round, and then he just kept sliding, and then the Lions ended up collecting Branch in the second round. And to me, he's still I know I'm in the minority. That was my favorite pick from last year, was Branch.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I mean, people like Gibbs and LaPorta. I like Branch.
It's a free country.
Branch came out in game one with the pick six. Yeah.
It's a free country, man. You also like Bill Withers. I mean, you got lots of weird tastes.
Well, who doesn't like Bill Withers?
248-539-9797. I mean, Kenny, Rico's reticent to read some of these names, and that's okay.
Kenny, you can read the next.
I don't think that's a great idea. Let's go to the callers, see what they've got to say about it. 248-539-9797. Let's go to Mike, who's going to lead off the 5 o'clock. Mike, what's going on, buddy?
Rico, Mike. Fellas,
yes, sir.
Detroit looked wonderful last night, man. We all
did
have a lot to be happy about, from the mayor, the governor, the ownership, the construction people. We all have a lot to. Detroit just looks awesome, man. Listen,
it did.
I'm 60 years old. 83 was my first draft that I ever watched, and I couldn't believe Dan Marino dropped. He was the sixth quarterback, and he was drafted like 29th or something crazy. Detroit had one draft choice that year, a fullback by the name of James Jones. Went 10.
Yep. Out of Florida.
And Mike, you want to know why Dan Marino slid that far?
It his ring junior it.
No.
year?
No, they said he had a bad attitude.
Oh, I thought his Wonderlic was like a two.
Yeah.
No, they said he had a bad attitude, and he was just going to be a malcontent, and he just slid all the way to Miami.
Three of those quarterbacks went to the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, that was Jim Kelly, Marino. You had Boomer Esiason in that draft, correct?
Not Boomer.
No,
Jim Kelly.
In that one.
Nope. Dan Elway. John Elway.
It was Elway. I'm sorry.
John Elway was number one overall.
Tony Eason and
oh wow, Patriots.
There was a bunch of them, man. It was a bunch of them. But listen. You know how you have a girlfriend and you see another girl and you're like, man, I really like her, but I got to settle for this other babe. I just don't have it. I saw the guy for Alabama, the guy that we have. I saw his workout. I saw things. Man, I was celebrating. I said, this guy has the twitch. This guy has it all. And I was dreaming that we could get him, man. And then yesterday's draft happened. And our general manager, he ended up doing it, but this was since – 83, I've been watching drafts. This was the draft that just blew me away with how the picks went, how things happened. And for us to get a legitimate elite athlete at a position of need, I'm talking of a guy who normally in a normal year probably would go in the top 10, top 12. And for us to get him at 24, we're only getting up a third round, bingo, A+.
And you know what?
Go ahead.
No, Mike, I want to add something because I think you're making a great point. It's if you're a Lion fan, Mike, and you clearly are, for years you sat back, and let me use an example. You watched the Baltimore Ravens, right? And every year you'd be like, how the hell did that guy – oh, of course Baltimore got that guy. Mm-hmm. Oh, of course it all worked out for them or this guy fell to them. That's what you're becoming. Like you're a team where every time you draft, it's like, oh, really? Detroit's going to get that gift, or they're going to make that move.
I have so much confidence. Mike, you're so right. Because not only is our coach aggressive and have kahunas, our general manager has kahunas. Our owner has kahunas. Our quarterback has kahunas. And with the way things are going, man, my only concern, fellas, is I thought we were going to have multiple picks. I'm kind of concerned at the wide receiver position because we don't have that proven second receiver. I do have concerns there.
Yeah,
sometimes
you draft
for the current season, and sometimes you draft for the future. And with the offensive center / guard, we're looking for the possible somebody get hurt in the future. But this year, right here, we need an aggressive ass safety. We need another wide receiver from however they're going to get them.
Okay, hold on. But Brian, hold on one second. So have you just given up on J-Mo?
No. I haven't given up on him, but we can't have question marks. Fellas, have you guys realized that these teams watched the San Francisco 49ers face the Detroit Lions in the conference final, and it's an arm race since then? Those two teams that played were loaded. And if you look at the receivers in the NFL today, there are more quality wide receivers in the NFL today than I've ever seen in my lifetime. And you have
He's
to be paired with some guys who can legitimately get open and catch the ball.
You're one Amon-Ra injury from this offense not functioning.
He doesn't get hurt.
No. I'm saying he doesn't get hurt. He'll play. He's tough. My point is, receiver offensively is the D tackle need defensively. It's not but it is there.
No, I get what he's saying because after my initial wanting to just throw a chair down the way you did for the Chase Young thing with the Niners pick, I got to thinking, like, you know what? They could bring all of those guys and play next year. Like, you don't – and, yeah, it is an arms race, and that's why if you're the Lions going out and solidifying your corner spots because you got to cover those guys – you know what? Let's go bring in some defensive players, bring in the heat, because the difference maker last year was Chris Jones from Kansas City, who just disrupted things. And they didn't have an elite defense. They had a guy who just disrupted offenses.
Yeah.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Okay, couple notes. One, Roger Goodell, I want to give you what his layout of what the future of the NFL is going to look like. You can tell me if you like it or not. The other thing that has been cemented in history now, and I've been saying this for years, and I think only now is the rest of the world finding out about this. Dan Orlovsky is actually a functioning idiot. Did you see what Dan Orlovsky went on TV and did today?
No, I did not.
Okay. He came out last night with the appropriate response. What the hell is Atlanta doing? That's insanity. Today, after, quote, talking to a source, he went on a full 180 defense of the pick. And the logic was incoherent. It was
Let me guess. Cousins is getting old, and they're just simply doing what the Packers are doing.
No, it was worse. He basically said, you now know you have a quarterback till 2030. And then when you
That's
begin...
That's about as bad as well. Okay. If we have two quarterbacks sitting on the bench for
five years... I'm going to say this to you, and I'll go to my grave, knowing in my heart it's true. Joel Klatt and Dan Orlovsky... Finkel is Einhorn. Einhorn is Finkel. They're the same idiot. They just wear different skin suits each day. Now, let's get to the Goodell thing.
One covers college, other covers pro.
They just change outfits. Ah, it's the same person.
Gotcha.
All right. Goodell said today, here is his ideal NFL. Are you ready? We'd go to two preseason games. Thumbs up or thumbs down?
Thumbs up.
Okay. 18 regular season games, so we're going to add another one. I don't want that, but you're an adult. Do what you want. Thumbs up?
You knew it was going to happen. Thumbs up.
Okay. Yeah. The calendar would then be extended by a week, and the 18 games would be played over 20 weeks instead of 17 in 18. So it would be 18 games in 20 weeks. Every team would have two bye weeks.
Okay.
This is the interesting one. The Super Bowl would then be bumped back to the President's Day weekend.
Oh, I was going to say Super Bowl kickoff March Madness?
No. Yeah, I know. Don't worry. We'll get there. Because then we're going to do like a global cup and we'll play teams from Germany. Super Bowl Sunday lands on a three-day weekend, finally.
Oh, okay.
So 18 games, two preseason, calendar now extended another week. And Super Bowl would be on the weekend leading up to President's Day Monday.
So you can hang out all night, and most people will have that Monday off. I like that, because I've often said, why not just play it on Saturday night?
So, again, it's 18 games in 20 weeks. Here's the rest that I don't like. More primetime games.
You knew that was happening.
But here's my issue.
I guess I'm at fault for this too? Or is it just for college?
No, just for college. Okay. You've ruined that.
Okay.
You have Thursday night, you have Sunday night, you have Monday night. You know what I don't need?
Wednesday.
Two Monday night games. Oh, if it gets to that, then you're the match.
Tuesday night maction.
But I'm saying the more primetime games becomes problematic because here's what's going to happen.
7 and a 9.
No, they're going to sell a primetime game on Thursday night, and then the other game's going to be on Peacock or going to be on Amazon Prime. And you know what you won't be able to do? Flip between the games. You will have to choose a bike lane. I don't want to do that.
Or you just get two TVs.
Okay. You know what? You're done. Go read the list of players. Listen, you are really special.
See, Mike, I think what you're missing is, and I think they started it with the season start this year, is that Friday game, which is what they're going to do this year in Brazil. That's going to be their next package.
Okay. All right. Not for radio. We're just talking realistic here. Do you really need that?
Not at all.
I am happy with football on Sunday, and you look forward to the Monday night game.
And I see where David's coming from because it was the test market. Because remember, it was just the opening Thursday night game. We'll just do this once, and then Thanksgiving Day. And what if we sprinkle
But David's right. They did the Black Friday game. Yeah. They're probably going to do a Friday game for another $150 million. Like, let's say Christmas is on a Monday. They'll do a Friday, a Saturday, a Sunday. I don't need it. Football is special.
You know what they're going to have to do? Is they actually are going to have to get legislation to get the Black Friday game at night. Because there's a law in the books that they can't have it. That's why it was so early.
I think you're taking away what makes football special is it was once a week. Every game, all in one day, all on your weekend.
Brother, those days are gone.
Okay, well, I don't have to like it.
I mean, what's next? You want me to page you? I mean, those days were a long time.
Pagers can make a comeback. I mean, flip phones are.
Hit you on your next deal.
Yeah, exactly.
Chirp you.
David, give me a few ticket texts, and then we have a football today that is jam-packed.
Someone says, help me out. Why wouldn't we trade up for the best inside offensive lineman? Who cares about the 32nd pick next year, Chris in Heartland?
Again, we don't know Brad Holmes' value chart because Hairspray, a.k.a. Mel Kiper, has Jackson Powers Johnson as the best guy. It doesn't mean that's how Brad Holmes thinks.
And it may not be the 32nd pick. I see what the person did.
Yeah.
He's saying you're going to win the Super Bowl. But on the flip side, let's just say you're playing a much tougher schedule, and things aren't that way. And now you're trading away a pick that's 16 or 17.
David, I really think he needs a version of your God T-shirt where it's deflators be deflating.
Why?
That's good.
Okay, you know what? How about I just say everything is awesome? There you go.
I'm sorry. That was unfair what I did to you. David, go ahead.
Eric from Oakland says, the draft experience was the best event I have been a part of in 20-plus years here.
Wow.
The crowd was awesome, and it was great to see a large crowd of people gathered and no major incidents happen.
Yes, people actually behave themselves. And for planning purposes, what everyone down here has said affiliated with the event is if you do want to bring little kids and you want a more chill deal, tomorrow is your day.
Yeah.
Tomorrow is the more family-friendly version of this.
Right, because, you know, draft is going to be going on all day, and I don't think you really care about the 5th and 6th and 7th round picks.
More casual.
Right.
All right, football today next. We got a lot to cover, and it's not going to be grades or even winners, losers. It's more just like, hey.
Who won the draft?
I hate that. I really don't like that. Just it's more react to X, Y, and Z.
You know what? Maybe we'll just get David to break down all the picks like he did last night.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah, you're right. No winners and losers, but we do have some perception, some look at some things here. So let's start with the quarterbacks. There were 6 quarterbacks taken in the first 12 picks, which was crazy last night. Let's talk about a couple of them that I want to focus on, and I think the first one, you all know which one it is. It's number 8. The Falcons take Michael Penix Jr., which was, I mean, otherworldly. It was ridiculous. Cousins apparently was not alerted about the pick, was both shocked and disappointed, just like everyone watching the draft last night. The Falcons GM said, if you believe in a quarterback, you have to take him. And if he sits for 4 or 5 years, that's a great problem to have. Your thoughts on that pick?
It's not 1975. It doesn't work that way anymore. And second of all, I'm not going to sit here and like bring a tiny violin out for Kirk Cousins, but he has a right to be annoyed. He signed there as a free agent this year. Mm-hmm. This is not an established QB who's been there for 15 years and is at the end of his deal.
It's not even Aaron Rodgers where you don't know if he's going to come back because he's a malcontent.
A darkness retreat, whatever he's on. Here's the other thing. It's a false equivalency to compare this to what the Packers did when they drafted Jordan Love or what they did when they took Rodgers. That was at like pick 28. This was the 8th overall pick in the draft. It is indefensible.
It is, because you're basically, you know what it is? It's what Cookies wanted last year, draft and stash.
Yeah, and I think Falcons, Arthur Blank wanted to kill Fontenot in the room.
He did that. Now, it gets worse, David, because I'm glad you brought this up, because this was one of the things I wanted to add. Here's how it got worse. You know what Cousins was doing last night? He was at their little draft thing, firing up the crowd, hyping them up. He had no idea you were about to cut him at the knees. Yeah, he was out there like, yeah, Falcons fans, let's go ATL.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. Little do you know, cutscene, life imitating art. We're seeing the real life version of Any Given Sunday.
Just indefensible, David.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Let's touch on the Denver Broncos here.
Yeah, you must have missed that tidbit when you were doing a Steelers podcast.
Let's break down that offensive line, man.
The Denver Broncos took Bo Nix at number 12. Quote from their head coach, "You pay close attention to all the film study. Obviously, he's played a lot of football, but he stood out in sack differential, turnover differential. He was first in this QB class." Thoughts on that pick at 12?
The subtitles to that is, he was all that was left. We got to the picnic late, and all that was there was that cola, just straight up cola. Didn't say Coke or Pepsi, just cola. So we had to take something.
Potato salad.
Right.
It beats going hungry.
Right. So what if it has raisins in it?
Well, did you see the other comment? He goes, "This is the most excited I've been about a quarterback prospect since Pat Mahomes." Mm. Sean Payton is on that ooh-wee. Mm-hmm. Like, you don't just come on, man. Don't bleep on my head and tell me it's right.
He's also the same person that said he can, you know, work with Russell Wilson too. So.
Keep it moving. Look, it's a quarterback desperation move. I'm not a Bo Nix fan, so like I'm not going to change my opinion now. Go ahead, David.
It was simply we got to take a quarterback.
Well, it leads me to a question here, because 6 quarterbacks.
Were you asked this question on the national radio show you did last night?
No. At that point, David, who was your pick for a quarterback when it came to either Russell or Justin?
6 quarterbacks in the first 12. They jumped in. I mean, they're getting Bo Nix, Michael Penix Jr. Does that tell you anything about next year's draft class at quarterback? We got Shedeur Sanders, Jalen Milroe, Quinn Ewers. Do they not believe in these guys?
I don't believe in Shedeur Sanders at all, and I think his father is a horrific influence on him. When you talk about Milroe, it's not 1938, so I'm going to need to see a forward pass. And then Ewers has a lot of room to grow. I think Ewers gives you the best shot. But now, David, look, there will be quarterbacks. Like, someone will rise up this year. It'll sort itself out.
Just like we thought the 21 class was this great group of quarterbacks.
Right.
And guess what? They weren't.
And, David, ultimately, it's like what we talked about. Like, the Patriots, I think, made a mistake taking a quarterback, but the owner demanded it. Robert Kraft said, look, I may not wake up tomorrow, but if I do, I want a quarterback. So you just have a desperation in a lot of these, and it's not going to change. It's a quarterback-driven league.
It is a quarterback-driven league, and the team that was on the outside looking in were the Raiders. And they decided to take Brock Bowers. Was this an example of, you know, just taking the best player available? Did they just reach?
No. The Raiders said, you know what? We can still pull the Raiders. How about this? We took what was supposedly the best tight end last year. Didn't turn out that way. We're going to take another one. We're going to run double tight ends.
Well, you can. I mean, one's an inline tight end and one's in space.
Had bigger needs.
My issue for them is
Aiden O'Connell.
You did nothing in the free agency period or trade period to acquire a QB. It doesn't add up to me.
You're rolling with Aiden O'Connell. You actually believe
I know
he's your guy. Good luck with that.
Can't help you.
You can't on one end have reports saying the head coach wants to be aggressive in getting a quarterback and then just do nothing.
Well, yeah, but again, the Patriots, the report is the Patriots put a price tag that even for the Giants to move from 6 or the Vikings to move from 11, the price to get up and make that move was 3 first-round picks.
Yeah.
They basically made it impossible for you to deal with them. So Antonio Pierce and the Raiders can say whatever they want to say. They were not giving up 3 first-round picks.
And I think if you were the Raiders, you were all set on Bo Nix or Michael Penix. Now, what screwed them was Penix went.
Yeah.
And at that point, we're not gonna mortgage our future for one of these two. If they fell to them, they would have took them.
So let's get you all's thoughts on what your teams did, Mike. We'll get to you in a second.
David, we want to hear your thoughts on this.
I want to hear
America,
your thoughts.
America heard them last night. We just want to hear them today.
On the Jazzy Cat speaketh.
The 49ers selected Ricky Pearsall, Florida wide receiver, with Xavier Leggett still on the board. There's a lot of things still on the board. Your thoughts on what the 49ers did last night, Rico?
Well, here's the funny thing about it. We talk about Brad Holmes. He had a high RAS score. He really did amongst wide receivers. Now, at first I thought that this meant that one of those guys are going to go. I think he's an insurance policy. What I think may happen, David, is this time next year, I don't think all three will be there. They may franchise tag Ayuk, bring him back for 1 year, just kind of risk it all for the title. And then after that, they're going to send everybody on their separate ways. They like the fact that I was listening to Kyle Shanahan was saying that he likes the fact that he plays with collision, meaning he's not afraid to run into there and get hit and get tackled, similar to how Debo plays. Not saying he is Debo.
No, the good part, I mean, look, if it's worth anything to you, Rico, or anybody who cares, he makes some of the most difficult catches you'll ever see. He's a good football player. My one concern, you're taking a kid who's 23, 24 years old now.
But I think it goes to, you know what, it's an offensive league. Maybe if we bring in an extra receiver, that'll be the thing that gets us past the Kansas City Chiefs.
And in some ways, too, it's like let Brad cook. You got to let Kyle cook.
Yeah.
Like this is
let
what
Lynch
this
cook,
guy
yeah.
does, right? Like, I mean, they know how to identify players. And I think Ricky Pearsall's got the ability to be a little bit of a hybrid player like Debo as Debo gets older.
Because this is one of those guys, had he been taken with Detroit, you would have looked at that RAS score and said, oh, Brad knows something.
Well, here's the other thing. Kittle's just about done. So there's going to be a transition in this offense. But no, it was interesting. Go ahead, David.
Now let's get to you, Mike. The Giants took Malik Nabers, and my first question in my head was why not trade down? Then I saw a story about how Ryan Poles for the Bears was itching to trade up his assistant GM prevented him from doing so. Why didn't the Giants just let him?
Wait. How does your assistant GM prevent you from trading up?
That's the story he told to the media.
Okay. I think that's a lie. The Giants, it didn't matter who they took. They're terrible. Like, there's so many holes on this team. Now, it's not about Malik Nabers. A lot of people had Malik Nabers, clear number two receiver. There were several scouts in the league who had him over Marvin Harrison Jr. I'm not telling you it's true, like that's correct. I'm just telling you that's factual. I'm fine with it. Because in the end, drafting J.J. at six wasn't going to help this football team. We don't have pieces to support J.J. Minnesota does. I'm fine with it. But
would it have been smarter to take an offensive lineman?
No, because think about it. They paid Andrew Thomas $150 mil. They drafted John Michael Schmitz in the second round. They just paid big money for a pair of guards. And Evan Neal, they took number seven 2 years ago. You got to play your guys. Look, we're terrible. I'm not upset about it. I'm not excited about it.
Big
because
bounce
my,
back here.
My quarterback's in a wheelchair wearing a neck brace.
Big bounce back here.
Right. Okay.
I feel it.
Okay. That's nice. Yes, David.
And outside of what we discussed already, what was the biggest shock, good or bad, in the draft to you?
The biggest shock may have been the owner of the Panthers going into a store.
Good
because
call.
Outside, the store had a sign saying, please let the coach and GM pick this year. This is a real story. Carolina Panther owner David Tepper stopped his car and went into the store and basically confronted them, telling them he needed them to take that sign down. This really happened.
He's a maniac. That's all I can tell you. I thought the Colts pick was a little bizarre. Once the medicals were out there about Latu, this is a guy that basically was like medically deemed dead football-wise. You know, we've seen this where the Giants took Aziz Ojulari with a degenerative knee condition. Oh, wait, he's always hurt. Jarvis Jones, which the Steelers took about 10 years ago. Hey, he's got a really bad medical on his neck. Career was 4 years long. Very rarely does it work out when the medical's that bad, mm-hmm. and you took the player at 15 overall. That's a little tough for me.
Colts be Colton.
Exactly.
I don't know that that's a thing, but all right.
And that is in football today.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
All right, 97.1, we'll hand off coverage here to Mark Ryan, Jeff Rieger. They'll continue the – what time are you guys going till tonight? 10 o'clock?
10 o'clock.
10 o'clock?
Yes.
All right.
All night long, baby.
All right, you need – somebody get some chamomile tea and a Valium and just even this guy out.
I don't think that's possible.
End of 4 days, Mark. I'm not where you're at right now.
Yeah, but it's Mark's second day. He's ready to go.
He shot out of a cannon.
You should have seen
time.
Him outside.
Well, he gave the breakdown for the Niners pick last night. Told me it was a great pick.
Why do you have sunglasses on right now?
You look like somebody that just got drafted.
Room. You're not. No. Yeah. You're not in the green room. And you know my opinion of sunglasses indoors.
Hey, Detroit, what up, though?
Oh, stop. Please, God.
Way to go, Calvin.
All right, carry on. What are you guys going to hit? I mean, for instance, we asked the question. Okay, last night it's hard not to like the select, so move to tonight. Just I don't even need a name, fellas. Give me a positional kind of viewpoint. What do you want them to take with this pick in the second round?
Somebody with star potential, and I think based on your philosophy that you guys have highlighted, kind of nailing the formula for what Detroit looks for, there's a guy, Mike, that fits that to a T.
There is a guy, there's an edge, sorry, but that has visited with the Lions twice, and he's got the highest RAS score of any defensive lineman.
That's the pick.
Or the edge, rather, yes. I mean, that's the guy, right? And
I can't take it seriously.
Yes.
Okay. Now we have these terms. You know, we have these terms that sound very snobby, right? Like, we use terms like green room. It sounds very, very snobby. Well, I was back in the green room, and there's a radio row back there. And there was a guy from another station that I overheard saying Detroit was not ready at all for this NFL draft.
Yeah, we're going to talk about it.
Not ready at all.
And nice people.
I talked about it with Rieger, and I'm like, do we say names? No, we're not going to say names. But I listened to everything he said, and they're like, the infrastructure was not there at all. And I said, you've got to be kidding me with this.
Well, that's cool. That's coming from a guy who half their city's a war zone. I'm not really going to consider their opinion.
And has a baseball team that wins 23 games this year.
Yeah. Please.
I'll say this.
Are you kidding me?
Just don't panic tonight. Okay?
Oh, God, no.
Pick
the
35.
Second,
what is this?
Say, second pick's going to go, and here's going to be Mark standing up and doing the Michael Flatley.
We got to trade.
Listen.
Hey, you know what? They got to trade up. They got to go up there, and they got to get these guys.
In life, you go get what you want. All right? You go get what you want.
Can I just
How often
do you wear sunglasses in a room?
I don't want them to break, so I just put them on.
I'll hold them.
It's hard, yeah. Mike hold them.
All right. You know what? As you put names on the list for me to read.
all I did was try to enhance.
No, you did.
You tried to Ron Burgundy.
Full Ron Burgundy with the list of names.
It's a hell of a way to start a weekend.
I'm saying this. What did we learn last night?
Listen,
patience.
Get a little patience.
Patience. Don't, at pick 36, say, they got to move up. They don't have to move up.
Listen. The go-getters among us go after what we want.
Goodness.
Go after what we want. Yeah, listen, but you got to appreciate, too, that Brad Holmes identified his guy was there, and he went up and got
it. He did.
Right?
It cost him a third-round selection. Had you moved up too early, now you're looking at a first or a second next year or tonight's pick.
And how about this, guys? Minnesota did such a piss-poor job hiding what they wanted to do.
Can you say that?
That they had to trade up. That they had to trade up, right?
Well,
Carolina, last pick in the draft, told Xavier Leggett they were going to go get him. Such a crappy job hiding. Atlanta, no one knew what they wanted to do.
You also had an owner who told somebody to take down the banner.
Yeah, did you see that for Carolina?
That was amazing. Look, the other issue, though, hold on. Let's be a little easier on Minnesota. Broncos wanted J.J. Sean Payton wanted J.J. They were at 12. When that team is right behind you, I don't think it matters if you really hide it or not. I think everybody kind of knew what the deal was when they acquired that second pick.
Yeah.
Mark, they had to do it.
Seattle wanted Penix. New Orleans, Las Vegas wanted Penix.
Yeah.
And you know what? No one knew Atlanta was going to grab him.
Atlanta decided to do a bunch of crack. It was an indefensible selection.
I like the selection.
And you know what? That's it. I'm done.
Mark and Dan Orlovsky, did you see Dan's take?
Yeah, and I just said it. Dan Orlovsky's the dumbest human being on the planet.
He woke up very upset in Atlanta. He went to bed upset, woke up, loved it.
All right. Godspeed.
I'll tell you, Mike, what is questionable is the signing of Cousins after that. There's no doubt.
That's my whole point.
When you love Penix the way you do, you can never say the acquisition of him is a bad move.
You guys do realize it's life imitating art. Mm. This is real life any given Sunday.
You mean draft day?
No, any given Sunday.
I want Putney.
With Willie Beeman.
Stephen Willie Beeman.
Yeah.
When Pacino steals him.
Yeah, that's Michael Penix. You had the veteran quarterback, and you had the young upstart guy, and they had to battle it out.
That's kind of like Russell Wilson in Seattle.
The difference is I don't think Willie Beeman made $200 million was acquired that offseason.
No, that was Quaid. He was the quarterback.
Yeah. Listen, the movie sucks.
Just go. Hold on a second.
Put your sunglasses on. We're out of here.
It had a great New York Giant who taught us something.
Yeah, a guy who used to take coals off a Jack bottle and do crack in the parking lot before games.
You cut a car in half, two sides of the team, offense, defense.
No, hold on.
They have to work together.
I know you want to go. I know it's been a long week. But you got to admit, at least the speech, the Inches speech was fantastic.
It's the only redeemable part of the movie.
Thank you. Okay, beautiful.
That
get out
when
of
the
here.
Dude's eyeball pops out. All right, we're out of here.
You mean you don't like the song Steamin' Willie Beeman?
Do me a favor.
Steamin'.
Turn his mic off.
Willie Beeman.
We're done. Mark and Jeff.
I can't do it alone.
The 6 inches in front of your face.
Mike told me this weekend he's going to do nothing and it's going to be everything he ever thought it could be.
Pretty much.
Yes, there you
go. All right, that's it. We're out. Mark and Jeff got you till 10 o'clock, 97.1.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road.
With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.